Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, February 27th, 2012. We'll call this meeting to order at 1:32 PM, and we begin our meeting with the invocation that will be led by, that will be given by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that will be led by Commissioner Weaver. If you'll rise with me, please.
Before we pray today, I'd ask that we have a moment of silent prayer for the children involved in the shooting in Cleveland, Ohio. Please bow with me. Almighty God, thank you for allowing us to live in this great nation where our freedoms are numerous. Lord, be with those that don't have the freedom of worship or government for the people and by the people. We ask that you protect our military personnel and provide comfort to their families as they protect our freedoms. Father, I ask that you give us as elected body the guidance and wisdom to make the right decisions that are legal, ethical, and the representative of the residents of Jefferson County. I pray all these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Please recite with me the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm going to go a little bit out of order today and begin under County Commissioners, which item B is to have a presentation relating to the Texas Association of Counties and to the Texas Association of Counties Friend of County Government Award. So at this time, I'd ask if State Representative Alan Ritter could come forward. Consortium of the 37 largest counties in Texas, and they not only provide health care for the county governments and things of that nature through Blue Cross and Blue Shield, but they also work during the legislative session to advance county initiatives and protect us from the state government. That's one of the reasons that we're here today.
Except for Mr.
As you know, we've had a couple of difficult legislative sessions up and off, and that we have here locally. Allocating taxpayer funds is always a difficult job in any governmental entity. And attempting to allocate them fairly and reasonably is another challenge. One of the things that often happens in Austin during the legislative session when we have difficult places is a lot of those expenses are attempted to be pushed down on the local governments like cities and counties. And but this legislative session was certainly no exception to that general rule. Our local state representative, Representative Ritter, was on the Ways and Means Committee, was on the Calendars Committee, was chairman of the Natural Resources Committee. And during our entire legislative session, he maintained open lines of communication with Texas Association of Counties, the commissioners and myself here locally, that we could assure that local taxpayers, property taxpayers at the local level, were not shouldered with some of the burdens that are inherent in the state budget making process. So, on behalf of the Texas Association of Counties here today, I want to present this Friend of County Government Award to Representative Alan Ritter. Appreciation for your leadership and support of county government in the 82nd Texas Legislative Session.
Thank you.
Well, I'd like to make just a few comments real quick. And, Judge, I can't believe that you would ever think that the state of Texas or the United States federal government would ever send a mandate down to county level. But I do, being a realistic guy and knowing that that happened, I want to tell everyone how important and how thankful, really how these fine gentlemen, the ability for us to call each other on each and every issue that come before us, not only in Austin, but in Washington, here locally. It's been a great team to work with, a great group. We don't always agree. Most of the time we agree, but I'm so thankful, and I know all of the delegation in Austin is thankful for the job and the ability to work with you fine people and everyone else in county government, because it is all about our constituents and the job that we all do. Thank you, and I look forward to working with y'all again, because next session's not going to be any easier. Thank you, Judge.
I think most important to have that open line of communication. It's true, we don't always agree on everything, but my wife and I don't always agree on everything. Fortunately, she still talks to me from time to time.
Representative Ritter, really appreciate your work. You've been great to work with since I took office, and you've been there out in the field, accessible, and really appreciate it. I'm glad to know, and I feel very lucky to have you in a city that I represent, and that we can call each other on issues and help each other out. So thank you.
And likewise, Alan, we've been from day one, you know, we've been in the trenches together. I appreciate what you've done for us here locally. I would say also take the opportunity to thank Texas Association Counties TAC and your representatives for being there for us when we need you guys and supplying us the information. And it's a lot of information that goes through during the legislative sessions, and y'all are very great about keeping us abreast of what's happening so we can stay on top of the issue. So thank all of you very, very much.
Also, State Rep, I want to say it's been a pleasure being a friend of yours. I know we were neighbors a little while, the families. And also, I want to thank you personally and publicly for that cleanup out in Hampshire. He got $1.2 million to help clean up that stockpile that was put there, God knows why and you know how. But the people of Hampshire thank you, but also Precinct 3 thanks you.
Well, they got $1.2 million, and thankfully it only cost a little less than $300,000, so that was wonderful. Actually returned money to the state.
I don't like sending money back. We should have used all of it.
We tried to figure out a way.
Judge and Court, I would have to echo the same thing. Rep, you know, you sit on one of those powerful committees that protects something that is very valuable to people in East Texas, and that's water. We thank you for being there, and we know in the future you will be an asset to us. Texas Supreme Court just recently helped us a little bit, but you know, people love water, and I always say this, if you want water, buy it from us or move to Southeast Texas. Thank you, Rep, for being there for us. And TAC, I was joking with the judge when he went to lunch and said, Judge, you got to watch your company. But I'll say this, you guys, you work for us in tremendous ways during the session and out of the session. We appreciate you. And only if you sit up here, you know what I mean when I say we appreciate you, because you watch very close all those bills that come through, and that benefit every citizen in this county. Thank you again, and publicly we want to thank you, let you know. And then one last thing, I have a teacher that's here. Miss George, how you doing? That's my chemistry teacher, y'all. I have a blessed day, and we enjoyed having you here, Miss George.
All right, another item I'd like to take out of order is item C under County Commissioners, which is to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Mr. Michael Lloyd for 25 years of dedicated service to the Jefferson County Road and Bridge Precinct Number 3 and to the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Mr. Lloyd, would you like to come up to the podium, please, sir?
You gonna bring Mom with you, or she just wanna sit there and rest? Mike, you gonna bring your mom, or she'll stay? Okay, that's fine. Okay. Whereas Michael Lloyd has devoted 25 years of his life to the service of the citizens of Jefferson County And whereas Michael Lloyd had hired in 1986 as an equipment operator, maintenance worker for Jefferson County Precinct 3 Road and Bridge Office, working with Commissioner Dave Smith, and whereas Michael Lloyd, by demonstrating a special knowledge, skill, and habits with an exceptional work ethic and maintaining a positive attitude, was duly recognized and promoted several times during his career. And whereas in 1996, then Commissioner Wayman Hallmark promoted Michael to carpenter in the maintenance department at Jefferson County Sub Courthouse. And whereas Michael Lloyd has dedicated his talent and service to help maintain a reputable, safe road and bridge precinct crew and maintenance department. And whereas Michael Lloyd has distinguished himself as a leader that has provided knowledge to Commissioner Michael Shane Senegal and the guidance to his maintenance crew that will be remembered and conveyed to future Precinct 3 crews. And whereas Michael Lloyd will be missed, but we are happy for him as he will have more time to pursue other interests and, most importantly, time with his family. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby honor and commend Michael Lloyd for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes him well in his retirement.
Mr. Lloyd, would you like to say a few words and introduce your family?
Yes, sir. First of all, I have a lot to thank God for. I'd like to thank him for this retirement, first of all, and my mother, who drove all the way down here. Well, she rode down here. She didn't drive. But she's here, and I thank God for her, my nephew, my son, my daughter, my wife, my grandbaby, that's the boss. And for the guys I work with, for Dawn and everybody. Like I said, I have a lot to thank God for. And one of the things that I prayed and asked for, a retirement. So that's one of the things I thank him for. I had a chance to come in contact with a lot of good people here at the county. The guys I work with, they don't know, but I've adopted myself some brothers here. We started out as employee mates together. Oh, this is Mama here. This is my wife. But I have a lot, you know, and I want to just say that I thank God for a commissioner who's not only a commissioner, but he's a good friend as well. Like I say, the guys I work here, I've adopted myself some brothers. And I would like to say, just for the record, that Jefferson County has the best employees ever.
That's right.
Ever.
That's
right. I mean, they can't find no better employees than the people that we work for. And I just like to thank everybody for that. Thank you.
Hold on,
Mr. Lloyd, if you would come forward, Commissioner would like to present you with your flag. If you'd please come forward, sir.
Also, Judge, real quick, I want Mike to at least acknowledge his wife and his mom, who, as he said, came a long ways from Louisiana. Mark, all of us really, but for sure, Mark and Mark Bernard, Mike, our moms are gone up in age, and we like some big old babies behind them. So I want to make sure he acknowledges mom traveling that far for this celebration.
Thank you for being here today. All right, well, next we'll move back to the regular agenda items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for the Needmore Road Bridge Project, which is a Hurricane Ike disaster recovery grant project.
Item B is consider and approve execute, receive, and file the first renewal of the term contract for motor fuel for Jefferson County with Tricon Inc. for a one-year term from March 6, 2012 to March 5, 2013. Item C is to consider and approve execute, receive, and file the first renewal of term contract for motor fuel with Petroleum Traders for the period March 6, 2012 to March 5, 2013. Item D is to consider and approve execute, receive, and file a contract for a rebid of the Cardinal Meadows lift station with Utility Specialties in the amount of $146,434 and 140 completion days. This is funded by round one Texas Department of Rural Affairs contract, now administered by the General Land Office of the State of Texas. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract for the proposed water line for the City of Hampshire with T. Johnson Industries in the amount of $959,898.21 and 250 completion days. This is another project that will be funded by hurricane disaster grants that are administered by the Texas General Land Office. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement for engineering services with Cheek and Associates for assessment of Jefferson County Health Department number one, followed by development of plans and specifications for said property. Payment for services will be based on a cost plus basis not to exceed $85,000. Item G is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file amendment number two to the letter of understanding for services between Cartrans Inc., DBA Certified Payments.net, and Jefferson County to provide over-the-counter credit debit card payment processing services and charge the convenience fees for non-tax payments at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Items H and I have requested to be tabled. Do I have a motion on items A through G? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Is there any discussion on any of those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously.
Judge, I'd just like to make a comment on H and I. I think this court needs to take a position and establish a policy of what organizations within the county or what departments should have extended to them the connectivity for cable TV. I think as we originally started, this was for emergency management and emergency considered departments only at the time this was originally established. So I'd like for us to go back and revisit this at some future date.
Agreed. Okay, under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve budget transfer for Parks and Recreation for repairs to lighting for Walter Humphrey State Park in the amount of $11,328. Item B is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional costs for building and grounds maintenance in the amount of $3,000. Item C is regular county bills, check numbers 363916 through 364106. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion?
Yes, Judge. On item A, I want to go on the record to say that I came into office in 2008, January 1st, and we've had two storms by that time. Some of the things that has come across that the taxpayers are having to pay for should have been taken care of long time ago. And I asked Mr. Swain, and he's kind of confused as I was and am about why all these failures, and a lot of it was caused by the storm surge, saltwater surge of the electrical boxes, and the taxpayers monies have been having to be spent over and over again to get this park online. I'm very upset about it. I hope this will rectify. Mr. Swain, I want to thank you for being patient and finding money to make sure we can get that park that draws people from not just Texas but all over the nation to fish and to RV. So I want to thank you publicly, but I want to tighter eye on construction in the county, a tighter eye, and we hold contractors liable for shabby work. Thank you. management, yes, and holding them to their bonding.
Anything further? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Are there any, that concludes our regular agenda. Is there any reports that any member of the court or elected official wishes to give in connection with any item without taking action? I would just like to mention that we had a good time this past Thursday night at the Nederland Chamber of Commerce. Commissioner Weaver was named Mr. Nederland and was roasted by four really funny guys, and there were a lot of laughs at his expense, and so I'm glad he was able to shake it off over the weekend and get back to business, but I wanted to congratulate him.
Thank you very much.
Anything else from any other member of the court? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you for being here.